Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm your host, Apostle Larry C. Barge, here at Apostle Larry Barge Truth Ministry Broadcasting Network. And we are about to embark on another show. HGKM Project Show, where we talk about the seed process. We deal with the seed on this show. It's all about the seed, baby, on this show. Planting of the seed, watering of the seed, heart fields, mind fields, body fields, all with planting, harvesting, gathering. It deals with the with seed, with word seed. And today we are talking about heart seeds, the planting of seeds in your heart, because your heart is a field. There are three primary fields. There is the mind field, there is the heart field, and then there is the body. Seeds of sickness and disease, infirmities, curses planted in the body. Heart deals with feelings and emotions. So we're talking word seeds that have a great deal of effect on your emotions and feelings. And mind seed deals with control, manipulation. Now we're getting into seeds of sorcery and witchcraft and mind control and mind manipulation and the effect of these seeds on the functioning of your brain, on your memory cortex. These seeds deals with the mental aspect. These seeds affect the mental capacity, the mental aspect. You're dealing with the mind, subconscious and consciousness. When you're dealing with the heart, you're dealing with feeling, touching, emotions. That's why relationships, there are a lot of words spoken, and we call those words heart seeds. See? Because those seeds in a relationship, seeds are planted into each other's heart that stir up emotions and feelings, depending on what type of seeds they are. So today we're talking about hearts, planting seeds in your heart, the planting of heart seeds. The Bible declares that out of the mouth the heart will speak. And then there's another passage that says the issues of life comes out of the heart. So out of the heart, the mouth will speak. The issues of a person's life comes out of their heart, and their mouth begin to speak. So it shows you the value of the heart. That's why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart. Watch what's being planted in your heart field. Say this with me. My heart is a field. My heart is a receiver. My heart, whatever is planted in my heart, comes out of my heart. Whatever's put in my heart flows out of my heart. If the seeds of hatred are put in my heart, then out of my mouth come the words of hatred. If the seeds of bitterness are put in my heart, then out of my mouth come the words of bitterness. If love is in my heart, then out of my mouth comes love. If you're bitter all the time, and you're angry all the time, and you're a hateful person all the time, baby, you got some heart issues going on. Sir, you got some heart issues going on. Women, if you hate men, you hate all men, sick of all men, can't stand all men, hate all men disgust you, all men are dogs and wolves, all men are cow dung to you, you hate men with a passion, you hate men with a war. You hate men, you're a castrated man, you don't care. You hate man, you hate his name, you hate what he looked like, you hate what he smelled like. And you tell your friends, I hate him. I hate men. I can't stand a man. A man make me sick. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. I just hate him. I hate him. I hate my brother. I hate anything that look like a man. Baby, that's a heart issue. Why are you speaking like that? Because that's what's been planted in your heart. I don't know who hurt you, baby. I don't know who broke your heart. But all men are not evil. All men are not corrupt. All men are not low down. All men are not unloving. All men are not uncaring. All men ain't pimps and hoes. All men, you understand what I'm saying? You call them gigolo, hoe, whatever you want to call them. All men are not evil. All men ain't playing the field. There are some good men out there. They hard to find, but they out there. There are some men that will speak the right words in your heart. There are some men that will speak into you the right things. Amen. You just keep dealing with the wrong ones. But when you get the persona and you take the whole species of man, because, baby, man comes in many different colors. Black, African, African-American, you got the Caucasian, you got Greece, you got Italy, you got France, you got Germany, you got Puerto Rico, you got Brazil, you got China. Men comes in all different kinds of nationalities. So I guess my question would be, how is it that you hate a Chinese man and never had any dealings with one? You hate him just because he's a man. How is it you hating the Brazilian man or the Italian man? You hating all men. You're hating all men. You're hating all men. You're hating all men. You're hating all men, but they are just men. You're hating all men, but they are just men. They are just men. You're hating all men, but they are just men. They are just men. So we're talking about seeds that have been planted in the heart. Guard your heart with diligence and watch what's being planted in your heart, right? Watch what's being planted in your heart. Guard your heart with diligence and watch what's being planted in your heart. So let's look at that. Heart seeds deals with feelings and emotions. So if out of your mouth comes the hatred of men and the species of man, then you have hatred in your heart, and it comes out your mouth. Matter of fact, if it's coming out like that, that every time you talk about how much you hate men, then your heart is full of hate. Listen to me. When the heart gets full and running over with something, then when you open your mouth to speak, even in a normal setting, even when you open your mouth to speak in a normal setting, that hatred going to come out. That bitterness going to come out. That anger going to come out. We say, how do we say it in the modern world? We say, things it showed up at the wrong time. Was it really the wrong time? Yeah, you know, you was doing your presentation there, and men were sitting at the table, and you presenting the presentation to this group of people, and you got this hatred of men going on in your life, and you up there, and you're looking at all the men that you got to give this presentation to, and you already done sized all of them up that they ain't no good, and you hate them, and because you got to stand before this group of men and do this presentation, there's this egg feeling inside of you, and before you know it, boom, you latch one of them off. Yeah, it slips out. That hatred slips out. That bitterness slips out. That anger slips out. You say something sarcastic. You say something in reference sarcastic toward men. Oh, it slips out because your heart is full of it. Because your heart is full of hate. Woman just don't become bitter. out of nowhere, it's the issues of life, the things that have happened in her life that she's holding in her heart. It's the issues of life and the things that she's holding in her heart. And from those things and out of those things, her mouth begins to speak. So what kind of seeds are you allowing, man and woman, boy and girl, what teenage boy and teenage girl, what kind of seed are you allowing to be planted in your heart? You remember in the Bible, in Genesis, Cain brings his sacrifice to God, but his heart ain't right. And it said Cain kept all of the good stuff for himself, and that he didn't want, and that was not even fit to eat, he took that. We'll do it like this. The crops that were not fit to eat, the crop that he didn't want, his dad didn't even want them. These are the crop he wrapped up as a gift and brought to God. Mm-hmm. And gave to God as a sacrificial offering. He gave God what nobody wanted. He gave God the crop that he wouldn't even eat. He gave God the worstest of what he had grown. Yeah, he gave that to God. That's how much he thought of God. That's how his heart, you know, his heart wasn't toward God at all. His heart was for himself. See, selfishness deals with emotions and feelings. A selfish person has selfish ways. A selfish person only is concerned about themselves. So a selfish person has nothing for nobody else. They love themselves too much. A selfish person is in love with themselves. A selfish person, emotions are not for other people, it's for themselves. A selfish person has the seed of selfishness in his heart. A selfish person will snatch candy from a child and eat it because they wanted it. A selfish person buys for them first all the time. All the time. And though a selfish mother would go and buy food at McDonald's and sit there and eat it in front of her children and then fight them if they try to get a French fry. And then go buy them some chips and cookies. See, that's a selfish person. Had the money to feed her children, but didn't want to. No, I'm just buying for me. For me. If I didn't have y'all, just think about all the things I could do for me. See, this is the conversation of a selfish person with a seed of selfishness inside of them. If I didn't have all y'all kids, just think what I could do for me. Just think the things I could buy for me. Just think the places I could go for me. Just think what I could do for me. I wouldn't have to spend none of my money on y'all. I wouldn't have to spend none of my time with y'all. I could wear the shoes I want to wear. I could wear the clothes I want to wear. I could do whatever I wanted to do. I could eat the food I wanted to eat. I could do whatever I wanted to do because I didn't have to spend no money on y'all. If I didn't have y'all, it would just be all about me. See, she's a very self-centered, selfish person, and she has the seed of selfishness planted in her heart. It is so planted and so rooted in her heart that she is tearing down her own children, that she can't even step back for a minute. Just step back and put some worth on her children. Put some time on her children. Put some value on her children. Put some worth and some value and some time. Give her children some love. Then you meet a selfless person who ain't selfless, a person that is full of love. This woman feeds her children first. She said, I ain't got enough money to get all of us something, but here's what I'm going to do. What y'all want? She feeds them first, and she said, I got enough here to get her. Now, I can either get a soda, Or I can get a McChicken sandwich, or I can get a burrito. You know what? Everybody eating, if I got drinks, everybody doing fine. Give me, I'm going to wait till I get home, give me a drink. I'm just going to drink and go over here and spend some time with my kid. See, that's a selfless person. The person I talked about before that, that person ain't going to do that. That person would go in there and look at the menu and say, how much I want, I want that right there. Now, that's going to be about, oh, my God, that's going to be about $8 right there. That's going to be about $8. Now, if I get that, I can't buy them the meat. But they going to have to wait. They going to have to wait. These children going to have to wait. Give me that $8 meal right there. And she sits there and eats it in front of her three kids. That's a very selfish person. So the seed of selfishness is sown. It has to be planted in your heart. Where did she get this selfishness from? Who or what planted this selfishness in her heart? How did she get this selfishness? Who did she get it from? Who or what planted it in her heart? How did she become such a selfish person? The seed has to be planted. It has to be planted. When we was talking about Cain, and we was talking about how he was so selfish, he had a seed of selfishness in his heart. And then God dealt with Cain about what he had done. And God said, Cain, why are you so angry now? Because I rejected your sacrifice. Now, I want you to see something. We're talking heart issues here. Sacrifice is a heart issue. That's why everybody can't do it. Everybody can't sacrifice for others because it's a heart issue. Sacrifice is not a physical issue. Sacrifice is a heart issue. To sacrifice, your heart got to be in it. If your heart is not in it, you can't sacrifice for others. You cannot do it. You can only manifest, which is sacrificing for others is not in your heart. You can't manifest it, baby. You can't talk about it because, see, the Bible says out of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, I promise you, out of your heart, your mouth would say, I ain't sacrificing for nobody. See, oh, no, I mean, me sacrifice for somebody else? They better get the blunt out of my way. I ain't sacrificing for nobody. Put somebody in front of me? Man, you crazy. If you think I'm going to put somebody in front of me, oh, no, man. They going to have to wait. I'm always going to be first. I'm telling you something, man. My children going to have to wait because I'm going to be first. I'm going to get what I want. I'm going to do what I want to do. And everybody else going to have to wait. See, they can't sacrifice. That type of person cannot make a sacrifice for another person. And don't dare think they can do what Jesus did. Sacrifice for somebody else, they ain't finna do it. They too selfish. They too self-righteous. They can't do it. Their heart is not full of love and compassion and understanding. Their heart is full of hatred and bitterness and need and selfishness and self-righteousness. And they heart is not full of the things that was in the Holy Ghost. So, now, we're talking about planting seeds in the heart. And then out of the heart, the mouth begins to speak what kind of seed is planted. If you want to understand an individual, if you want to know more about a person you're dealing with, if you want to really see them and understand them, sit down and let them talk and listen to what comes out of their mouth, because out of the mouth, the heart will speak. If you are a married woman and a girl or another woman has befriended you and talked to you, but she wants to be your friend, and you're a married woman, and you're happily married, I must say, and you go out with this woman and y'all go to eat, and you take what I say and you let her do most of the talking because you're trying to see who you involved with, what you finna get involved with here. And you notice that every time you two y'all went to eat or got together, all she talked about was how much she hated men. and how she don't trust no man, and how no man can do nothing for her, and how she wish a man would, and just on and on and on, and oh man, that's why she played him. Now, nobody gonna play me. Yeah, I got more than one man. I'm always gonna. I ain't studying them. I'm just getting them money. I got one to pay my light bill. I got one to pay my water bill. I got one to get my car fixed. I got one to keep gas in my car. I got one to buy me all the clothes I want, babe. I date them all because see, I need more than one man. One man ain't enough for me. So I done built me a gigantic man. I got a, one is the hand, one is the foot, one is the leg, one is the... I got all kind of men I deal with to meet all of my sophisticated needs. And you are a married woman. And this is fixing to become your friend. She's bitter. She's hateful. Her heart is defiled. Her heart is defiled. She's a corrupt individual. She doesn't care about anything or anybody. And you're fitting to make this person your friend. Bring her to your house. Bring her around your children. When her heart is not right. If her heart is not right and you see that it's not right, can I ask you a question? And I want you to think about this. If her heart is not right and you see it is not right, what makes you think her heart gonna be right towards you? Out of the mouth, baby, the heart speaks. But see, we ain't paying attention to that. We ain't looking at that. This is my friend. Well, your friend and her ain't for nobody. She's a very selfish individual. He's a very selfish person. She's a very self-centered. And you was talking to your husband. You said, babe, she's all right, but she's so, you know, she's so self-centered. It's all about her. If it's all about her and you see that it's all about her, where in her life do she have room for you? If it's all about her. So the friendship between you and her ain't going to be about you. It's going to be by her. The friendship is all about her. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It's going to be about where she want, where she want to go, what she want to do. It's all about her. So this is the wisdom you have to have when dealing with people. And you, this wisdom will keep you from wrong relationships, wrong connections, wrong ties, hooking up with the wrong people. What we do, because we are desperately in need of love and affection, or we need someone to stroke our ego or rub our back or validate us, we hook up with the wrong people most of the time. Most of the time, we hook up with the wrong people. We befriend the wrong people. We get tied up with the maniacs and the psychotic and the psychotic, and we get tied up with fools. Some of us got hooked up with some straight fools, but we were desperate. We would need it. We needed someone to befriend us. We needed our egos struck. No, baby, don't be so desperate that you hook up with a fool. Don't be so in need of affection and affirmation that you hook up with a very selfish, self-centered, arrogant person who later on you going to see ain't had nothing for you. God, oh, bullshit. Yeah. That touched something right there. Marede Shiki, that touched something right there. My Bible, because I'm telling you the truth. I'm speaking the truth. Out of the heart, the mouth speak. Has anything like this ever happened to you, Pastor? You better bet. Mm-hmm. Coming from rejection and not being wanted and denied. Yeah. I've been down that road. Yeah, I've been down that road. Been down that road more than one time, but I learned something about people. Let me tell you something about people. Don't put nothing past people. Because you don't know where a person is, what they're going through, and what they're dealing with. And you definitely don't know where their heart is. So don't put nothing past people. Because the very thing you think people won't do, Girl, that's the very thing they will do. Sir, that's the very thing they will do. People will break your heart. People will hurt you. People will love you, but they also will turn around and hurt you. Yes, they will. People can scar you if you're not careful about who and what you let plant in your heart seal. I've talked to ladies, older ladies I've ministered to over these 20 years. I taught them something that God taught me. I couldn't find a scripture in the Bible where it said, give your heart to a woman. I couldn't find a scripture in the Bible where it said, give your heart. I couldn't find a scripture where I saw in the Word where it said, give your heart to a man. Let him have complete control of your heart. I didn't see that nowhere. I didn't see nowhere in the Bible where it said, man, give a woman your heart. Let her have complete control over your heart. Now, here's what God taught me. I'm going to give my heart to you. We just speaking out. Woman, you're going to give your heart to that man you just met. You just met him. And you already done gave him your complete heart. You already done looked in his big blue eyes and say, my heart belongs to you. My heart is yours. If you stop it from beating, I'll die. I give you my complete heart. Just don't hurt me. You got me in my heart. My heart belongs to you. You just met him. You ain't talked to the man enough to see what's going on with his heart. And this is how I look at it. I had to learn this lesson. A person, like, let's say a woman who's been hurt and abused in relationships, she's been hurt, she's been abused. You come along, you meet her, and you in so desperate need of love, you just give her your heart. You just give it to her. I mean, you just give this woman your heart. Oh, man, you can't every second of the day you want to call her, every minute, every hour. You just, oh, God, your heart, you just gave her your heart. You're gone. She got complete control. She tell you to go jump off a building, you'll jump off. You done gave her your heart. But you didn't sit down and take some time to see what's going on with her heart. Because I look at it like this. Out of your heart, I keep hearing all this bitterness, this jealousy, this anger. And I listen at you talking, and I listen at how much you hate men. And I done gave you my heart. And you got a knife stabbing it now, cutting it all up. Because you treat me like I'm one of the men you hate. And you cutting my heart all up and you stabbing it. And you get, well, yeah, you get in that mode and you get in that mood, man. You take that knife, man, and you just stab my heart. My heart is pure towards you, but you cut it up and you stab it, man. And you hurt me so bad. You hurt me so bad. I do anything you want. I buy for you. I try to make life easy for you. I do everything I possibly can do. Girl, I give you massages. I watch your toes. I crack your toes. I crack your back. I even bathe you, girl. I do all kind of things for you, trying to give you my heart. And then you take that big old butcher knife and you just stab it when you get angry. And then my name is Peter, but you keep saying, I can't stand you, John. I can't stand you, John. I can't stand you, John. And you're stabbing me instead of John. I hate men. And you run me off. Because I gave my heart to the wrong person who was not worthy enough or who was not capable enough of cherishing a heart like mine. My heart was full of love. My heart was honest. It was pure. My heart was full of love. So it was genuine, man. But you took it and you cut it up. You stomped it with your high heel shoes. You kicked it. You beat it. You spit on it. You changed it into something evil and corrupt. You broke me down. You tore me down. I was a good man. I was a loving man. You destroyed me. Now, I hate women. And see, the seed was planted. That's what I'm showing you here. I'm not talking about anybody personal. And nobody saying, who are you talking about? No, I'm just metaphorically speaking here to show you how this thing works. Have I ever been heartbroken? Oh, my God, yes, I have. Yes, I have. I have loved. I have loved beyond common sense. I'm going to put it like that. I'm 50 years old now, so I can say this. In my early days, I was messing with an older woman, and I loved her with no sense. Oh, my God. It didn't even take long for me to give her my heart. It didn't even take long at all. Some men, one day, they done gave a woman their heart. Some women, you went to the movies with him one time. Now he got your whole heart. He got your life. He got your bank account number. He got your social security number. He got your credit card number. He got a spare key to your car. He got his key to your house. He got everything on one date to the movies and popcorn. Y'all went to the movies and ate some popcorn, and you done gave him key to your house, key to your car. You done gave him your bank account number. You done gave him a checkbook. You done gave him a credit card. He got access to everything and ain't been on but one date with you. You was too needy. You was too desperate. You was too empty. And your heart field was open. And all you needed was a someone to speak something and say something. And you letting this man, who means you no good, plant all in your field. Cain allowed the enemy to plant hatred in his field. And he went and killed Abel. That was a heart issue. Abel was his brother. His brother, his birth brother. Cain went and killed him. See, that's a heart issue. The issues of life flow from the heart. Cain had anger in his heart. He had bitterness in his heart. Instead of him allowing God to purge his heart and fill it with love, peace, joy, faith, righteousness, temperance, and patience, and understanding and wisdom, Cain sat there and allowed the enemy to plant hate, bitterness, jealousy, maliceness. That's right, self-righteousness and selfishness and arrogancy in his heart till he got up and said, you know what? God didn't take my offering, but he took Abel's. What makes Abel better than me? Abel ain't better than me. Why God favor him more than me? I guess I must be nothing. I guess I must be a piece of cow dung. I guess I must be this. I guess I must be that. But God going to check Abel. Like he all that. Abel ain't nothing. Tell you what, I'm going to kill Abel. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down here and I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him dead. I'm going to splash him in the back of the head and kill him dead. I'm going to kill him dead. And then who? Then God ain't got no choice but to accept my offering. And guess what? He going to accept what I give him. That's right. I gave him what I didn't want. I don't understand God. This is Cain talking. I don't understand God. I gave him what I didn't want. I gave him something. You ever been like that? You ever been that way? Bragging about giving somebody something you didn't want? Have you ever been that way? I don't understand why they act like they do. Hell, I gave him more rundown shoes I didn't want no more. I don't know why she acting like that. I tried to talk to her. She act like she can't talk to me. Hell, I gave her all the more old dresses I didn't want no more. I don't understand my sister. I don't know why she feel like she she can't stand me. I mean, my old regular drawers, I always give her my old regular drawers or my old regular underwears. Those I don't want no more, I give them to her. So I'm always giving this girl something. Why she don't appreciate what I do? She should be appreciating. Matter of fact, she should be worshiping me. She should be adoring me. Do you hear yourself talking? Do you hear yourself? You give her the raggedy underwear. You don't even want to wear no more. That's what you give your sister, and then she should appreciate it. You give her the most raggedy pair of shoes you got that you know wore down and scratched up and ain't even no good, and they stink. And you give her, bring a whole box of them over. I was cleaning out my closet, and I thought about you. You know, I said, why store these shoes in the Goodwill box when I can go give them to my sister? They wore down and they stink, but she'll be all right. You don't care about your sister. You only care about yourself. If you cared anything about your sister, why won't you give her the best? Why is it that the best is only reserved for you, but everybody else get the crap that you don't want? See, this is the society we're living in now. It's a very selfish society. But I look at it and say it's a heart issue. Hearts are defiled in this society. Hearts are corrupt in this society. And out of the hearts, you see in the mouth speak. Never seen so much hatred. Where does all this hatred? Where this hatred has come from? Out of their heart. Where is all this bitterness, Apostle? Where is all this bitterness coming from? Out of their heart. Wow, all this murder, all this madness, where is it coming from? Out of the heart of the people. There is something wrong with their hearts. There are some seeds in their hearts that they ain't plucked up, that they ain't pulled up, that they ain't snatched up. There are some seeds there that produce fruits. Whatever seeds you plant, that's the fruit it bears. You want people to love you? Want to be liked by people? You can't be a snob to other folks and treat other folks like crap and plant that seed and then expect to reap a harvest of love. You treat people like crap. You speak to them like they ain't nothing. You treat people nasty, and you want everybody to love you? How you going to reap love, the fruits of love, when you planting the seed of hatred, of bitterness, of madness, of jealousy, of anger, of self-righteousness? And out of all that, you want to bear the fruit of love? Baby, you got to plant the seed of love in order to bear the fruit of love. You got to plant the seed of happiness in order to get happiness. You got to plant the seed of treating other people right in order for people to treat you right. See, what you sow is what you reap. What you plant is what you receive. What are you planting in your heart? And what are you allowing other people to plant in your heart? What is your heart full of right now? What is your heart field full of? What seeds are in the field in your heart right now? Is your heart full of the seeds of bitterness? Then you're going to bear the fruits of bitterness, and you're going to reap in a harvest of bitterness. You're going to sling bitterness out, and baby, bitterness going to come right back to you. You're going to sling hatred out, and baby, hatred going to come right back to you. What is your heart full of? What's in your heart? What's in your field? Let me stand here on the mountainside, and let me look out over the heart field, and let me see what is growing in my field. When was the last time you walked through your heart field and see what was planted in your field? Do you even know what's in your heart field? Have you took time to go see what in the world has been planted in my heart field? Why do I act like this? Why do I talk like this? Why do I treat people like this? Because it's a heart issue, sir. It's a heart issue, ma'am. The Bible also says it ain't what goes into a man's belly that defiles him. It's what's come out of his mouth from his heart. He said it's what comes out of his heart that defiles him, because the mouth will speak the defilement that's in the heart. See, when you hate people without a cause, when you hate another race of individuals without a cause, these people ain't done nothing to you. Just hate. I hate black folks. I just hate black people. Why? I've never had a conversation with a black person. I never talked to a black person. Why you hate them? Because I do. No, that is a seed that was planted in your heart. That was a seed that was planted. Same thing, vice versa. All races, same thing. Same thing with all races. Same thing with all races. Got to stop all this hate and all this bitterness and madness. Our hearts are defiled. Our hearts are corrupt and contaminated. So I want you to, sometime this week, slow down somewhere. Pull aside the road somewhere And what I mean by that, you're busy, you're traveling, you're going, you're moving. But somewhere this week, I want you to pull over side the road. And I want you to get out like as though you was down in the country near a farm. You know how you ride down in the country, you see all that farmland? And this is what I want you to do with your life this week. I want you to pull over as though you was riding in the country. And I want you to go and say, you know what, let me go see what's been planted in my heart field. I keep riding by it. I keep riding by it, but something evidently is out here in this field, because I'm not the person I want to be. I don't talk the way I want to talk. I don't treat people the way I want to be. I'm an evil person. I'm a mad person. Why am I so bitter? Why am I so angry? Why am I so full of hate? And go walk in your field and see what crops are growing from the seeds that have been planted in your field. This is Apostle Larry C. Barge. Here in the studios, Pastor Larry Barr, Truth Ministries Broadcasting Network. And today we've done a show called Planting Heart Seeds, the Planting of Heart Seeds. What seeds have been planted in your heart? Join me next time. Same time, same place, next Wednesday, as we do another Power Pack show here. And I thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Apostle Larry C. Barge, here at Apostle Larry Barge Truth Ministry Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.